fluctuates a positive feeling. Mind it to negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Hi, Miao Fen.
Hey, hello, Brian.
Welcome to Clearing the Air.
欢迎来到哲学十分钟。诶，刚刚那个歌非常好听。
Yeah, I was just listening to a song. This is actually, that was Bing Crosby singing, and it's on Andrew Sister's album. This is a song that my mother used to sing to me.
Wow, 我没有看过这个专辑耶，而且这个男生的声音非常好听，是你妈妈那个年代的。
Right, this is from my mother's generation.
Oh, 他那个歌词跟我们上礼拜讲的贞洁、纯真、节欲有没有什么关系？
Yeah, I wanted to have you listen to it just a little bit because it does have something to do with what we talked about last week. Last week we were talking about chastity.
对。
And we had sort of redefined it for the modern age.
对。对，我们给了一个现代的新的理解。
Right, so chastity means to just have no sex. And I was thinking that maybe a better way to think about it is we could think about how our mind works from some kind of subconscious or unconscious habits.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we, including thinking about sex or people as sexual objects. And maybe we could take advantage of this time to think about how to maybe affect our mind in a positive way.
对，就是说这个歌有表达可能人都有一些有意识无意识的偏见成见来自我们的文化。
Right, so the lyrics of the song are accentuate the positive, which means to emphasize the positive.
强调我们看到的东西看正面的好的部分。
Right, eliminate the negative.
就比较不要去注重那些负面的。
Right, right. And that's the key part of it. And my mom used to sing that to remind us that we should, me and my siblings, that when we think and talk about other people, we should try to see the good and not dwell on the bad.
所以你妈妈也很喜欢这个歌，然后也是这样教你们的。
Yeah.
Okay.
And this has something to do, I think, with we were talking last time about Buddhism and how Buddhism is about sort of rehabituating the mind.
对，重新形塑我们的惯习习惯，可能打开我们的感官，这样多多接收不一样的讯息。
Right.
然后你还提到说 metta 那个方法。
Right. Metta is a Buddhist.
善念慈悲，然后把人看作一个整体，而不是性的客体。
Exactly. Right. So metta is the idea of dwelling on the idea of compassion and also wishing it on other people. And so what you can do is you can, if you fill your mind with the idea of compassion and the feeling of compassion, then you sort of rehabituate yourself to not have certain unconscious thoughts or subconscious thoughts that have been ingrained in you from society, from social norms that maybe you grew up with.
对，就是上次有提到这种婆罗门的方法或者是佛学里面的方法，那你觉得这样可以慢慢改变我们的习性，改变我们从文化里面接收那些成见讯息？
Well, right, so we mentioned in Hinduism they have the idea of brahmacharya, in Catholicism and Christianity they have celibacy, and in Buddhism this idea ofchanging one's attitude towards others to see them, like you said, as a whole person, as opposed to just a sexual object.
对。
And, yeah.
那这个礼拜呢，我们做的怎么样？
Yeah, so I've studied some of these ideas for a long time, and every once in a while I try to put them into practice, and this was a good opportunity for me to do that this week.
就这个礼拜尝试去把我们上次讲的方法运用一下。
Right. So what I tried to do, I mentioned two methods from last week. One was sort of straightforward changing your mental habits by changing what you focus on. So when you're out and about, you can focus on a color or a shape in your environment. So we're talking on a Monday, and so on Tuesday I went out, and every time I was outside, which was probably for over an hour, hour and a half maybe, I would focus on anything that was yellow.
Oh, 你从礼拜二上礼拜二开始，你先就用了这种想要改变你平常感官习惯的方法。你先看说到底有哪些是黄色的东西。
Yeah, it seems very simple, and it was actually kind of an extraordinary experience because as soon as I walked outside my house, it was like everything yellow just popped out of the environment.
你每天都会从家里然后走到哲学系办公室嘛，然后又或是去上瑜伽课，然后往返，然后再回到家里。你平常这样走路的时间，你都会去看，注意，就礼拜二你就练习看黄色的东西。你突然发现，一走出家门，当你有这个设定之后，很多黄色的东西马上就浮现了。
Exactly.
这真的非常特别的经验，对不对？
Yeah, it was quite amazing because normally when you're walking around, you don't notice the little details of your environment. But now I noticed everything that was yellow, from street signs to store signs to the lines on the road, caution signs, but also different colors that have yellow in them, like orange and brown.
Those
also popped out. 不
只是正黄色，你还有一些像橘色啦，或者是咖啡色啊，棕色，然后什么招牌啊，路标，各种东西，你发现其实蛮多地方都有这个色彩。
Yeah, patches of people's clothing. And this occupied me all the way to my office, and then later in the day from office to where I do yoga, and then from yoga to home, and so on. And it really did...If I did this every day, I could see how it could gradually change my habits of thinking so that I focused more on the environments instead of... Now, the problem we're trying to avoid here is the kind of judgments that we naturally make about people. And so when we walk around, we might see somebody's shoes and think, well, why is that person wearing orange shoes when they have a blue jacket?We might see somebody's bicycle tires don't have enough air. Think, oh, why don't they have enough air? And just these kind of things pop into our minds. Or that girl has very pretty legs, right? These kind of seeing people as a sexual object.
在没有做这样练习之前，可能就是会有这些自发的，怎么讲，想法，就总，不经大脑的判断就出来了。
Right. And so by focusing on, by taking control of your mind.
对。
You're, in a way, so in Buddhism they talk about something called the monkey mind. I'm sure you've heard of that.
就是思想会不断地浮现跳动。
Right, this is the idea that your thoughts are constantly jumping from one topic to another. And so normally we think we're in control of our thoughts, but when we sit back and actually watch how our thoughts unfold,we realize that they're actually going all over the place.
对，所以英文里面真的有讲 monkey mind.
Yeah, well, this is from Buddhism, right?
这是你的翻译吗？还是英文
的？ No, this is a common way to say this Buddhist idea.
Oh, 真的蛮有趣的。
Yeah, so by taking control then, by focusing on just one kind of thing on the environment, then we can slow down or stop those kind of... habitual thoughts.
所以你从礼拜二开始，那你可能隔天就会练习用不同颜色或形状去看周遭的人啊东西。那这样子就帮助你改变你平常看东西的那个习惯。
I think it did help. I mean, obviously, I'm the same person I was more or less last week. But I do have a new insight. So on Tuesday I did yellow. On Thursday I did red.
Oh.礼拜四变看红色的。
Yep, and then on Saturday I did blue.
礼拜六看蓝色。
So a different color every other day. And then between those days, I did the other one we talked about, the meta meditation, which is where you walk along, and as you're walking along, you have a thought of goodwill.
总是想要祝福你看到的人。
That you direct mentally towards other people that you...
礼拜三奇数的礼拜三礼拜五或者昨天礼拜天
and yesterday and today I did it too and this has a pretty profound effect also because what it does is first you have to kind of bow your head to do it it's uncomfortable to look people in the eye when you do it but as you do it you feel sort of you feel the good feeling that you're directing towards other people. And so I found myself smiling.
你知道吗？在欧洲读书的时候，我第一个很就是特别的经验就是，德国人走在路上不认识的人会微笑。
Oh, so we,
或进电梯的时候会对你说打招呼。
So you had an experience in Europe.
对
particularly in Germany, that they have a custom that when they see people on the street or in an elevator, that they'll smile
对,
at them. Whereas in Taipei, that's not usually what people
对,
do. Right?
所以你刚讲了在美国呢?
In America, it's similar, especially the smaller the place, the more likely it is that you'll smile at somebody or say hello.
然后会问候早安。
Right. Not so much like in New York City or Chicago.
要看在什么样的地方不过那种微笑的感觉我觉得很特别
Right, it makes you warm, feel good, right? When somebody acknowledges you and smiles So I found myself, even though I wasn't actually engaging these people I was doing it mentally I found myself feeling good And it also totally blocked out any kind of habitual thoughts
所以你上个礼拜这样子礼拜三、礼拜五那你这样做之后其他人他有对你回报微笑吗
Well, of course, they don't know what I'm thinking, but it was very strange when a man was passing me on his bicycle, he looked right at me and he nodded to me and smiled as if he knew what I was thinking. This was very strange.
因为他感受到你的真心 感受到你的善意
he may have felt something coming out of me. I don't know, that was, but it was very strange. But what it did is it helped me, I really did, so the idea here, oh, I made up, by the way, a little saying.
对,因为那个 Franklin 没有给这个纯真任何 dogma, 所以你加了一个 dogma.
Franklin didn't create one, so I created one for him, and it goes like this, see others not as sexual objects, but as complete persons. So this is kind of the saying or the dogma that we can keep in mind for chastity.
对，没有错。所以可以这样学习，就是不要把他人当作性的客体，而是把他看作一个完整的人。
Right. And I did feel that. So the color one doesn't really help you see somebody else as a whole person. It just helps change your habitual thinking.
对，还没有达到看你全部的把人看
全体。Right. But the meta one, I actually did.When you extend the feeling to somebody else of I want the kind of words that I use mentally were may you have a pleasant day and it really does make you see the other person as a person not as a tall person or a short person or a pretty person or ugly person or really, but just as a person
没有错这是一个蛮有趣的当人在路上啊或者是跟其家人朋友也是一样微笑最具真心我的瑜伽老师刚刚说就是不管做任何事情、人的表情会表现出你内心的感觉、
mm-hmm.
对
So your own yoga teacher says that the smile is the most genuine thing
对、
yeah.
对可以表现我们的真的心内心
That it can express our genuineFeeling. Right. Yeah. So I think it has something to do with what my mother was saying is that how you think about other people matters, right? So if you emphasize the good and you don't emphasize the bad, then you're creating an atmosphere in your own mind, and that can help your relationships with others.
而且这样也可以让我们就是可以静下来，对不对？跟第十一个德性沉静有关。
Yeah, I think it can also help us become more calm.
对，没有那么多杂思。你说的 monkey mind.
Right.
对，那静下来之后，假设都能做到十一、十二，达到一个纯真、欲望极少的境界，最后还有一个更难的德性。Franklin 讲最后一个，第十三个。
Right, according to Franklin, yeah, if we can.Calm our mind, like in number 11, was tranquility, and we can attain this kind of level of changing our habitual mind, not seeing other people as sexual objects, that's chastity. Then we can maybe get some progress also on what he considers the hardest one, humility.
对，谦逊，谦虚是非常难的。
But you haven't told us about your experience with chastity.
Oh, 因为我觉得我大概就是平常比较少那些杂思念头的人，欲望也没有很多，所以
you don't have as many of these kind of subconscious judgments
对我比较没
有 people do.
对我是一个比较平常朋友说就是比较清心寡欲的人，寡欲就是欲望没有很多
right.
很容易知足的
OK
所以而且加上可能我的性别跟我的成长比较没有的会有什么很多性的欲望或念头对啊所以
So you live a pretty simple life alreadyAnd according to your friends, you're not the kind of person who's always out trying to find something or create judgments or things. But you were saying that maybe it has something also with how you were raised?
对，跟家里的成长环境有关。对啊，就是假如我有就跟我的朋友啊，或是同伴，一旦建立了很深厚的感情友谊，那就不容易改变。所以这样应该算是蛮怎么样节制的吧、
So when you form a relationship with somebody, it's generally a pretty deep relationship.
对对
not a superficial one.
对可能跟我妈妈跟父亲的教养也有关系吧还有从小也比较没有听过我爸爸妈妈用严厉的口吻责骂小孩、mm-hmm. 责备小孩当然那个小孩子不乖会骂可是比较不会是说你做错了
Okay.
你不好、
okay.
这样的语气很我几乎没有听过、
okay. So when you were being raised your parents didn't use a lot of language that would blame a child or scold them
对会打击到孩子的自尊没有这样子
aim it at the person right that they would maybe correct your behavior but not say you're a bad child
对你会觉得从小被尊重当做人这样子 爸爸妈妈从来不会把你当作是怎么讲就是矮一层或什么、
mm-hmm.
就 还是一个蛮民主蛮开放的教育
Okay. So you felt as a child respected as a person
Respect, 对
And
对
somebody who is being taught the right way to act
对
As opposed to being
对
denigrated
对没有错对自尊跟尊敬别人是一样的
Right, right.
一件事情的两面、
yeah.
如果一个人被尊重、
right.
他自然会尊重别人、
right. Yeah, I think that's sort of what we were talking about last time when we talked about how social norms、mm-hmm. can subconsciously or unconsciously affect our behavior, the way we act, right? If we're taught that a certain kind of car is the nicest kind of car、mm-hmm. then when we see that on the street we'll think to ourselves, oh, that's a really nice car、
mm-hmm.
andWith maybe no intention of actually thinking that. It's just something we were taught.
可能是广告上说这个
车
子越有名的越贵就是越好。
Right, right. So these kind of habits are inculcated in us unknowingly.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea in Buddhism and Hinduism and, and even in Marcus Aurelius is we can get control of our mind. Then we can live a life more in line with our own values.
对。
Yeah.
对，所以我相信你也是，因为你刚刚讲你妈妈教你的方法，还有一开始放的那个歌嘛，
uh-huh.
所以其实你也是在一个很尊重小孩的环境里面长大。
Yeah, I think my parents also had a sense that when they were teaching us, they didn't say if we did something bad, they didn't say, oh, you're a bad person.、
Mm-hmm.
They would say, my mom especially would say, that's not a Christian thing to do.
哦，如果做一个基督，按照基督教的方法，不做这个做那个怎么样？但是他对父母从小不会告诉我们说你不好，所以你要改变，你要变成去适应别人的规矩或是想法，从来都不会这样教我们，对不对？对，那所以我们会学到说怎么去尊重别人的想法，就比较不会。带有那么多的成见或偏见
Right, so I think a person raised this way is less likely to make judgments than about other people, especially negative judgments.
因为你尊敬他们所做的选择
Right.
对
没有没有没事
来
了进来拿一个东西也是他们的酒放在里面
OK, 好那我们继续讲 所以我做的那个上礼拜的纯真的功课，我觉得好像比较不用那么费功夫，
嗯，
对。但是你的方法我以后可以学起来，因为这不表示我没有偏见，可能我有一些文化的关系，
嗯，
或者是我只是没有发现，没有机会发现，我如果多注意旁边的人，我也许我会发现我有一些我不知道的偏见，
so、you had
下次再跟你说。
OK. So you had a pretty easy week, but you think maybe some of these methods are worth, you think, you, worth using, and if you use them in the future, you can let us know.
对对。
Sounds good.、Speaking of Christianity, Ben Franklin does haveI didn't notice this until just now. He does have a little saying or dogma for humility.
Oh, 第十三个，终于来到最后一个。
Yeah.
Franklin 觉得最困难的德性，谦虚、谦逊。可他有一个 dogma, 他有一个方法。
Yeah, it's very brief.
好，你说看看。
It says, imitate Jesus and Socrates.
Huh?模仿耶稣跟苏格拉底。
Yeah, that's all he says.
苏格拉底我可以想象，因为苏格拉底就是一个他说认识自己是最重要的一件事情。
Right, so Socrates said the most important thing is to understand oneself.
对,
you know. Socrates was one of the first philosophers, right, in ancient Greece?
不是第一个，但是他有留下比较具体，因为在柏拉图的对话录里面。对。
So, but why, why is he especially humble? What is...
我也觉得他好像没有特别谦虚，但是因为跟你讨论之后，可能因为他会一直问问题，他可能觉得从问问题挑战别人的偏见或是想法，他可以打破砂锅问到底。
Okay,
然后就可以越来越接近真理。
Right, right, right.
这种态度是不是就是 Franklin 讲的？
I think so, right. So he asked a lot of questions, and he was always trying to find the truth, meaning that he didn't presume that he knew the truth.
而且在柏拉图的对话录里面啊，那个苏格拉底也常会跟他学生对话，然后他也会让他学生回答。
Right.
对。
So in the dialogues, he asked a lot of questions, and he waited for his students or other people to answer.
对。
And other people actually would tell him,or presume that he was wise, but he would say no.
可能对他来说，这不是，他不会觉得自己是一个智者。
Yeah, he didn't think he had the answers, and I think this is what Franklin is trying to say with humility, is that, again, sort of like the judgments we were talking about in number 12, right, that our mind is constantly making judgments, meaning we know what's right and what's wrong, we know what's good and what's bad, andI think Socrates is a good example of somebody who's more willing to ask questions than give answers.
对，那可是耶稣的部分我就比较困惑，为什么要模仿耶稣？耶稣是一个谦虚的人。
Yes, it was a good question, right? Because Jesus was somebody who was willing to tell people what was right and what was wrong. And he went out and put himself out in front of people as somebody who does know something.
对，他总是勇于把他自己的意见告诉大家，然后甚至他会说别人的意见可能不一定对。
Right.
那这种是需要，当然他是慈悲。然后有勇气，也很有自信的。那谦虚的部分在于什么？是原谅别人犯错这件事吗？
Yeah, I think that's the key. So from a Confucian or a Chinese perspective, a traditional cultural perspective here, somebody who stands up and gives their opinion doesn't seem very humble.
对啊，在传统的比较是华人啊，或者是说其实台湾社会也是一样，就是少说少错。
Right, the less you say, the fewer mistakes you make, right? Right, that's very Confucian. But Jesus did really emphasize, like you said, forgiving people.
这好像是从圣经里面可以听到的。
Right, and that has something to do with not presuming to know the truth about something. Fewer judgments, right? What you did...I think it might have been wrong, but that's okay. I'm willing to forgive.
我们未必做得比别人好。 所以别人是不是犯错，我们真的有资格去指责他们吗？指责别人吗？
Right, exactly. So we might not have the, the status to say what's right and what's wrong.
对对。
For instance, he has the story of the person who is being stoned. She is being punished.
有一个故事在圣经里面是谈到妓女要被就被人家指责啊，丢石头。
Right.
对。
And Jesus said, whoever has not sinned, right, then may you can throw the first stone.
只有你自认没有犯过错的，没有罪恶的人，好吧，你可以丢石头。
Right.
但是，所以大家都不敢丢。
Right. So this is a good example, I think, for us, is when we see, when we're making judgments about other people, we can try to forgive them because we've made mistakes too.
对，就是说，按照耶稣，如果我们可以模仿他的话，可能意思是说，我们当然可以像苏格拉底、耶稣或是其他智者分辨是非嘛，好坏善恶，但这不代表我们有资格去指责别人，尤其在事情还不是很清楚的时候，对不对？
Right. So if we're going to imitate them, we can ask more questions, be less willing to lay blame, to not presume that we have the right to just judge other people. I think that's right, yeah.
对，那这个方法，模仿耶稣跟苏格拉底是一个方法，我们还能想出其他方法吗？可以做到谦虚。
Yeah, so what are some other methods that we might do for humility? I like the idea of, so in the previous one, the idea was that the judgments we make are unconscious or subconscious, and we're trying to change those. Here, these judgments are more conscious, right? That somebody does something wrong or not. So we could practice when situations like that come up, we think somebody's done something wrong, we can step back and try to not judge them, try to see things like Jesus said, do unto others as others would do to you, as you would like others to do to you. So we could try to think from other people's perspective.
对，换位的思考。
Right.
换位思考。那其实我什么方法可以让人谦逊，谦虚，最后这个德性，它要帮助我们是怎么样？可以做过更好生活吗？还是说可以更专注的？
在
重要的事情。谦虚
Right. So you're asking the question, why be humble? That's a very good question, yeah. What does it get us, right?
对，自大是不好的。
Right. Well, why do we want any virtues?
这是一个好问题，我们想要下一个礼拜来做一个讨论，整个13个德性以及我们为什么要做这个德性的计划。
Okay, yeah, next week we could, after we've talked about how we've done humility, we could wrap things up by asking more about these. And maybe we'll have an answer then for why we should be more humble.
我们可以想一想。
Also, right.
一些真的想到了很多问题，但是也许我们目前没有解答，可以再想一想。啊，这是不是代表这也是一种谦虚的态度？
Yeah, maybe this is a kind of humility. Not, we don't know why we're doing this. But maybe next week we'll have a better idea.
我们总是在讨论，然后再问问题。
That's good. I like that. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. 下次见.
See you more next week.